Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think we
All
got
right, brother.
I think
yeah,
we got
we
disconnected.
did.
I heard you say both. Do you have just two or are there more children?
I got two.
You have
I got
two.
two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sounds like you have your hands full. I mean, my youngest just turned 15 and I have three of them. So I definitely know what you're going through. It's an exciting time though. It's an exciting time though when they're little ones.
That's
so
true.
Did you have that pen handy or
I do. I'm good to go.
So it is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can, like I said, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. And again, you can email 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the email to the written terms and conditions. You'll get that by text. So let me know when you receive either the email or the text. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only
Gotcha.
Other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. You can be driving. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. I'm just refreshing our calendar right now. There is a 10:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, or 3:30. That's for today. Tomorrow would be much more wide open, even beginning as early as 7 o'clock. But would either or any of those times work out for you? Again, that's 10:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30, or 3:30.
Let's do 10:30. I'm open this morning.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So it's going to be scheduled from 10:30. It's going to say 10:30 to 11. It really is about a 30, 40-minute phone call. We actually set aside a one-hour window. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on the beginning part of that call just to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open, but if for some reason I'm already on the phone, they'll take good care of you. They'll call you anyway. So, like I said, you should get that welcome email in a couple of minutes. The welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do have that information. Your welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, it looks like your username is already set in our system and you cannot change it, but we've made it easy for you to remember and also easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers. So there's no dashes, spaces, parentheses. It's just 909-534-3316. That's your username. Now it's got a default password right now, which is cool. Friends, all lowercase, no space. You can change that password as often as you like. You'll also get an additional email. Let me just check and see. Our emails are sent out in bulk every couple of minutes. So looks like you got everything. Actually, no. You're going to get the welcome email in just about a minute or so here. You'll also get an additional email. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way will help us kind of expedite the process, reassure Google that you are a real legitimate business in the area, that you do provide the services listed, et cetera. So anything like tools or equipment or photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, obviously there's no physical workplace. Google is usually perfectly fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business, it's insured but not licensed, is that accurate?
No, so I don't have a license right now technically
right.
for just the plumbing. And the reason is because I'm still waiting on the, on my general liability to go through.
Right. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. For the local listing, you don't need to be licensed or insured. Now, are you familiar at all with, it used to be called Google Guarantee. Now it's called Google Verified. It's still local service ads. That's still an appropriate
I'm sorry, very quickly to answer your question, I'll have my license for my plumbing by the end of the month because that's usually how long it takes for them to get everything.
Perfect. So I might reach back out to you a little bit later on to talk to you about what is now called Google Verified or local service ads. You do need to be licensed and insured for something like that, but for what we've got going right now, you don't have to be. You do have to have the Google Business Profile to do Google Guarantee, so it's good that we're getting that set up as well. I did send the calendar invite out to you, and it looks like the one email that you did receive is the one that I wanted you to open up. It's the one that says local splash initial invoice. The welcome email should be sent out shortly, as well as the one that is requesting you to send us some of those photos. But if you open up the one that says local splash initial invoice, it's going to say, hello, Nestor. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see those two words, click here. So click on that.
Yeah, looks like I got it already.
Okay. Let me just update my system. So you're actually good to go. If it's asking you to log into your tracking system, don't worry about that right now. It's our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, but once your tracking system is active, we'll send you confirmation by email and text. You can try at any point in time. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, you are all set and squared away. On my end, there is still time at 9:30, an hour prior to your scheduled client interview, for our automated system to send you a reminder an hour prior to that call. I do hope I'm available at 10:30 when our technician reaches out to you. Hopefully I will be able to say a quick hello to you, but let me take this opportunity now to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to get that email up and running, get your phone ringing, and of course earning your business. I do also want to thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. You've been very respectful of my time, and I hope I have been of yours. But hopefully I'll be able to stay off the phone just prior to, it takes me about, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 minutes to say a quick hello to you. But sometimes I get on the phone and, you know, I'm still on the phone when that call comes around.
Absolutely.
I'm like,
I'm on
the phone long stretches at a time with very only short minutes in between phone calls, but I will try to be available at 10:30 when our technician at college, it might not be right at 10:30, a couple minutes after 10:30. Like I said, we've got basically a 1 hour window blocked away for what takes about 30, 40 minutes. But other than that, our technician will call you with or without me right at or a couple minutes after 10:30.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you too, Mr. Nunez. You take care. Nestor, we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.